independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Right now, we cannot discuss the contents of the documents that we just saw because they are indeed classified. But we can say this. They are extremely troubling.
Okay, I'm going to tell you, that's Elijah Cummings. He's talking about Michael Flynn. Okay? They're talking about the issues with Michael Flynn. You don't know who Michael Flynn is. You don't know who Elijah Cummings is, for all intents and purposes. What does any of this stuff mean? Nothing. Doesn't. Will it affect you at night? Nope. Not at all. Is it going to get you to the point where you're freaking out because maybe you thought Michael Flynn, former White House security advisor, right? I'm still trying to, can we double check? Was he 2 weeks on the job? Right? Is that when he was? I can't remember. He wasn't there very long. But apparently, he took some cash, didn't disclose the fact that he took some cash, and he took it from Russia. So as we've said all along, this whole Russia thing is going to be a drag on this presidency, and we're going to find out as most people, smart people who have an understanding, that guess what? None of this leads back to the president. Took some cash before. He even accepted this gig, did not disclose it, should have said something, didn't said something. He gave a speech for $45,000. You know, I mean, it doesn't matter to you. But some people are going to make a big deal out of it.
As a former military officer, you simply cannot take money from Russia, Turkey, or anybody else.
That's Jason Chaffetz saying he may have broke the law. Now, they have blocked. The White House has blocked. They've requested the White House to send him over some information. They said, nah. Nah, we don't think so. We think we're gonna handle this. It doesn't matter. What I'm trying to tell you is it doesn't matter to you. It matters very little to you. Nothing's going to happen. Your life doesn't change. Again, Michael Flynn, he's gone. He left. He was there for 2 weeks. You know, none of this stuff matters. And people are going to text me and they're going to say, it really does matter. And I'm going to say, why does it matter? Because it shows there's a connection. No, shows no connection. Shows that Flynn had a connection. He's no longer with it. Well, what about Manafort? Manafort was never even part of the cabinet. He was gone even before he became president. So who cares? I don't care what Manafort did before. You wouldn't recognize him anyways. Manafort looks like that guy that has a gold toothpick, right? And drives a Cadillac. That's what Manafort. Orange, gold toothpick, drives a Cadillac. That's the guy. Carries his money in with a rubber band. That guy. Nobody cares. We all move on with life. None of it matters. None of it does. Chad, it does matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The average person in America does not care. If these people came to their house right now and wanted to have dinner, they're like, who are you guys? I don't know you. Doesn't matter. It matters to 24-hour news cycles. Does not matter to you. What does matter to you also is something I'm going to try to calm you down on.
Should we really be freaking out about a nuclear apocalypse?
No!
In reality, North Korea needs three things to hit the U.S. with a nuclear missile. Number one, a missile that can make it into the atmosphere, travel halfway across the globe, and then survive re-entry. Number two, it needs a missile that's sophisticated enough to actually hit its target. And number three, a nuclear warhead small enough to fit on top of that missile.
All right. I have never had so many people come up and ask me over the last 6-8 weeks. Because you know, people see me, hey, Chad, I love your show. And so, oh, thank you very much. And we'll, you know, can I ask you a question? Yeah, sure. And they'll talk. People have been asking me, are we going to war with North Korea? No, it's not going to happen. Okay. First and foremost, can I just tell you something? They are still years away from actually getting something together that may cause us harm. All right. Years away from anything deliverable to a place that, how should I say this without being mean to Alaska or Guam, matters. Not that Alaska doesn't, but the place in Alaska that it would hit, if you're a caribou or a polar bear, a penguin, piece of ice, you may be in trouble. Obviously, Guam, we don't want to lose any of the Guamanians because they may, that island's already getting ready to tip over anyways. Still my favorite thing in the world, Phil. That's still my favorite thing. Was it a congressman or senator that said he thought that Guam was going to tip over, and he was serious.
That's right. If they move too many people to one side, the island will tip.
That's somebody who was elected. Just want to point that out to you. But let's talk about it for a second, right? This is Time Magazine's Matthew Katz explaining it to you in simple terms of the opportunity to, that this guy would have to put something together and actually deliver something to us in nuclear form.
Daepodong 2, also known as the Unha, is North Korea's biggest missile, and American intelligence officials estimate that it might be able to hit a target just about 6,000 kilometers or 3,700 miles away. That's as far as the western edge of Alaska, or a few hundred miles or kilometers from Hawaii. Guam, that's also a U.S. territory, falls within that range.
It's not good. Again, Guam, they would all have to run to one side of the island and all have to hold on and try to tip the island up, and then it would just miss the island, all right? And, okay, so let's just say for the sake of argument, he's got something that could reach, say, they're always trying to kill California, Alaska. Let's say it could reach Seattle, all right? Let's say it could reach Seattle, maybe. So they've got everything they think that could reach Seattle, potentially reach Seattle, or the west coast of America. Now we have to pinpoint if we can actually deliver said ballistic missile with a small nuclear warhead. Now we just have to get the aim correct.
North Korean missile would also have to accurately hit its target, and that's really the hardest part. Even the best U.S.-guided missiles only manage to hit within about a kilometer of their target about half the time. And America's been practicing this for more than half a century. North Korea's managed to send rockets into orbit, but it hasn't ever landed one on a target. Here's the thing you've got to remember about North Korea. Their nuclear program is really moving at a snail's pace. So even if a North Korean missile worked perfectly, and it most likely wouldn't, it might be able to hit Anchorage, but would much more likely hit empty tundra.
So the best they can hope for is to piss Al Gore off because they killed polar bears, right? So then what do you got, right? Like maybe the good thing, you got a bunch of people with beards, right? Bunch of angry hipsters storming over there with their lattes, their $425 jeans and their man buns, taking them on because they killed a polar bear and reduced some of the ice caps. That's it. He's not going to do it. I was listening to several of my cohorts today because I've had some issues with my radio and kind of stuck on like two stations. So like, I'm getting a new one. And so I was listening to some of my cohorts who also deliver a nationally syndicated radio shows, very large shows, right? Much bigger than mine. I've been in the business a while. And their whole, it's like they just go to the front page of Drudge and they just, they don't even read. They do none of their studying themselves. They don't even understand it. Producer Phil, if you had not known anything about what was going on in North Korea, and last night you watched that documentary that I watched, what would you think of Kim Jong-un?
I think he was insane.
But besides that, did you think he's insane enough to do what everybody thinks he's going to do, or that he wants to be more like China and less hated?
I think he'd do what he says he's going to do.
Which we don't know what he's going to say. He is insane. Look, he is, well, I don't know. He's, you know what? Insanity, that word's tossed around, right? I think that word's tossed around a bit. Because I don't think he's insane. I think he just grew up in a way that we just don't understand. But what I do think is he wants to keep his country alive. And the only way he feels he can do it is by continuing to rattle the saber and continuing to say, I've got nuclear weapons. I'm going to do something, which he's not going to do anything. The Chinese are getting more and more pissed off at him. Again, 10 years ago, they were like, ah, cool. He can rattle the saber and scream and yell as dad can, and they'll pay attention to him, and we can go on and build this financial empire that becomes dominant minus America. And that's what they did. Now they're like, oh, my God, we can't get rid of this thing, and if this little SOB does something, we're screwed. But he doesn't trust them at all. Chinese are lined up across the border. You know who else is lined up on the border there? The Pootster. They got about a 12-mile, little itty-bitty 12-mile space there that is connected to North Korea. So they're ready as a just-in-case as well. So, look, this guy's not going to do anything. He's not. Nuclear war is not coming. The deliverable of nuclear war in the way that he says he's going to do, it's not possible at this time. Sleep well at night. Could he give it to a bunch of bad dudes who could try to deliver it? Yes. But in a big city like New York, Seattle, Chicago, L.A., going to be tough. Going to be tough. I know that sounds weird, but I'll tell you this right now, man. They've got those radiation sniffers they have there. Do you guys realize how powerful those things are? Most people don't understand that. Could they get it to Cedar Rapids? That's a possibility. But again, it's going to be tough. It really is. So sleep well at night. Don't freak out at night. Everybody take a deep breath at night. It's a good thing. We're selling $425 for 10 dirty jeans. Ain't no chance he's getting a dirty bomb over here. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. The one thing about somebody like him that he does do is makes the marketplace unstable. People take their money and they put it in cash. They look across their board and say, oh, what should I do next? Right now, I think that, you know, we're looking across the board. You got the NASDAQ rising. You got the Dow doing pretty damn good. All is going well. But there's always that what if. What do I do? Should the marketplace go a little south? Gold Co. Precious Metals, that's what you do. You give them a call. And I'll tell you why. They're about diversification. That is the key to a solid, healthy portfolio when it comes to the money that you've worked so hard to earn. Diversification. You put money in places that gives you downside protection with upside potential, and gold, silver, precious metals do that for you. Gold Co. is the group to do it. They're not going to sell you some crazy story about the world coming to an end. They're not going to tell you that, hey, you need to do all these kind of things because and tomorrow, if the world comes to an end, you'll be happy you still have gold. No, you're the only one left. Take what you want. Gold Co. is going to give you the straight, honest, skinny on how to invest in precious metals. They're not in it for all your money, kids. What they want to do is diversify your portfolio. So all that money you've worked so hard for, boom, it'll still be around. And the upside potential, hey, if you'd invested $100,000 in 2000, be worth about 430 grand right now. Boom. That's a lot of money. That is a lot of money. So this is what I want you to do. They're going to give you amazing advice, Gold Co. is. I want you to visit BensonGold.com to get started with your free IRA guide from Gold Co. All right? It's free. No obligation. That's BensonGold.com, BensonGold.com. Visit them today. You'll be happy you did. It's the Chad Benson Show. What's next is next.
It's not that he's particularly intuitive or even psychic. He's just weird this way. It's What's Next with Chad Benson.
What's next for global warming? Well, it doesn't matter. The world's coming to an end thanks to Kim Jong-un and his wayward missiles. But should those not destroy us, which they're not going to, then Al Gore, also a missile, of climate change defender, also a man who fights man, bear, pig when he has to, says that he's going to need at least, carry the two, $15 billion, quadrillion dollars to fight global warming. Well, how much is it, Chad? It's 15 quadrillion billion. Actually, it's 15 trillion. So this is what he says. He says over the next couple decades, he's going to at least need $600 billion a year. All right? On top of that, the Energy Transition Commission, the ETC, they say they need about $300 to $600 billion per annum, but that doesn't pose any macroeconomic challenges, which they said would help meet their goals laid out in the Paris Agreement. Now, what's next for global warming here in the States? Let me tell you something. Dicey, right? Like, the whole thought process of this is kind of odd because you've got somebody who's rolling back the Trumpster a lot of the EPA regulations, and many of them are duplicates and silly and they're overregulated, rolling a lot of that. And he talked about getting out of the Paris Agreement, right? The Paris Agreement, this big thing with global warming. We talked China into that thing. All right? So we talked China into this thing. We got them all into it. We're like, yeah, you're going to love this. It's going to be great. You're going to get T-shirts and you're going to get hats. And you could have big parades. We could all hold hands. We're going to sing Kumbaya. And everybody gets a flying squirrel. It's amazing. You're going to love it. You're going to love your panda bears will flourish. That's what's going to happen. You're going to have so many panda bears. They're going to be like kangaroos. You're like, they're everywhere. They're so annoying. And China's like, all right, we'll do it. We'll do it. We'll do it. Because that's what the Chinese guy sounds like. Because I don't want to be racist. So, you know, all right, we'll do it. So what's next for this and climate change is we're probably going to stay in that. As horrible as it may seem for a lot of people out there, because the UN and this whole climate change thing, it drives me crazy all day. The fact is this is a negotiation. And a negotiation to get this little SOB out of there is, hey, we're not going to jump out of this thing because we need you on this one. We need you big time. So what's next for climate change is if I were you and you're not investing in the world of precious metals, you might want to think about figuring out how you can invest in some climate change BS, because there's going to be a lot of money to be had when you have a lot of executives from energy companies saying we need at least $15 trillion. You know, somebody's getting paid. And I have a feeling Al's going to get paid. What do you think? I think the best way to fight global warming is to shut him up. That's what's next. The global warming fight, the Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson, that there be my name. You can tweet along with us at Chad Benson Show. I've got a poll up. We'll talk about that. Scott Baio said some stuff about the late, great Joni, Aaron Moran, who passed away. We're going to touch on that. And also Serena Williams and Ilya Nastasi, the great tennis player. There's an argument here, and I'm on her side. The Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Joni! Aaron Moran played Joni in Happy Day. She died the other day. And basically is learning the news of her passing. Scott Baio was on with Bernie and Sid in old New York City. WABC, baby. WABC playing the hits. Quadrillion watts of power. I've seen Sid, actually. He is the orangest human being I've ever seen. Not in this, I'm sorry. Quintessentially New Yorker. It is. But he's on their show the other day talking about the passing of Aaron Moran, and this is what he had to say.
I'm okay. A little shocked, but not completely shocked that this happened. But my thing really is I feel bad because her whole life she was just troubled. Could never find what made her happy and content, you know what I mean? And for me, you do drugs or drink, you're going to die. And I'm sorry if that's cold.
I don't think it's cold. I think it's honest in this day and age. We can't have honesty because, as we all know, that may affect someone's feelings, and feelings are the utmost important thing in the world. Got to watch the feelings. How are your feelings? Oh, they're fantastic. I was going to tell you something that may hurt your feelings, but as long as your feelings are okay, we'll let it go. No, he's right about that. He then goes on to say this.
God gave you a brain, gave you the will to live and thrive, and you got to take care of yourself. I'm sorry. You just have to. And I'm saddened by what happened. But I don't know if it was drugs that killed her. I mean, I read one report that it might have been, and I hope it. Yeah, I don't know what I hope. But yeah, it's what it is. What can you do?
Obviously, Joni doesn't love Chachi as much as Chachi didn't love Joni. And it's quite frankly, it's Chachi, that was Chachi loves Joni, the tough love edition. So now he didn't know she had cancer. In fact, nobody really knew she had cancer. All right. So nobody knew she had the cancer. But he was right. I mean, let's be real. Whether she had cancer or not, the toll on her body that the drugs and alcohol took long before that made fighting that disease all that much harder. It really did. So, of course, being in the world that we live, he was very honest about it. And by the way, everybody who worked on the show that's still alive, right? I don't know if Chuck, remember Chuck? Chuck is the guy that they ceremoniously killed. He went off to play basketball, and we never saw him again. He was the oldest brother. So there was Chuck, there was Richie, there was Joe. And he would, I think it was really from Howard's first marriage, and we just don't talk about it. We just don't talk about it. But Chuck went to play basketball, and he was never seen again. Many, many rumors persisted of what happened to Chuck, but we're not quite sure. But everybody who tweeted about it said, oh, I hope she finds peace in death that she could never find here in life. And, of course, everybody attacked him. Now, understand that Scott Baio said something that was very honest there. He talked about drugs and alcohol. I am not one of these guys that gets in people's faces and talks about this kind of stuff when it comes to drugs and alcohol. Like, you shouldn't do drugs. Because I think, you know what? I am a grown-ass man. You're a grown-ass man or woman. You do what you think you have to do, okay? If that's what you do and you want to relax, you want to do some drugs, you party, that's your life. I'm not here to judge you. I would never judge you. I'll tell you the truth, but I'm not going to judge you. He was honest, right? You got all these things in the world and you piss them away. That's on you. That's not on me, kids. That's on you. Life's about choices. But see, Scott Baio also is a huge supporter of this president. Probably the only famous person that showed up at the convention was Scott Baio. And Scott Baio, of course, was immediately attacked by all kinds of people who don't give a rat's ass about Joni or Erin Moran or whoever she was at that point in time dying in some trailer park somewhere in Indiana that everybody had forgotten about, but the chance to attack somebody who's a supporter of Scott Baio, absolutely.
In that interview, I said maybe it was drugs. And if it was drugs and alcohol will kill you sooner than you normally would die. And then all these goofballs on Twitter started attacking me. I'm sure they're attacking me because I'm a conservative.
Yes, I think it's really true. I do. I think Scott Baio gets hammered a lot of times because he's conservative. And unlike some of the other people, like, you know, there are conservative actors out there. Sylvester Stallone's pretty conservative. Obviously, Arnold is who knows what he is. Bruce Willis has a bit of a conservative edge to him, very much so. And you know, Kelsey Grammer, right? James Woods, you know, Gary Sinise. These are some people who are conservative. John Voight. They're big enough and they're still relevant enough that, you know, not a lot, you know, what is, you know, Barbara Streisand going to say to somebody like, so, you know, Clint Eastwood? Nothing. You got nothing to say to me, right? Scott Baio is an easy attack. He's an easy attack to go after. He's an easy attack. And he's right. I think he's 100% right on this. 110% I think he's right. If it was anybody else, they're like, oh, that's just tough love. But he's right. No, drugs and alcohol will kill you. That's it. Drugs and alcohol will kill you. If you abuse anything, if you abuse hot dogs and hamburgers, eventually they will kill you. You may not die tonight from eating way too much food, but 20 years from now, when you can no longer see your ankles, right? And you're so fat and your blood pressure's through the roof and you can barely move. If you abuse anything, drugs and alcohol just get you sooner. That's for sure.
But I guarantee you that anybody who says to me on Twitter, I was a fan and now I'm not, is a liberal who is trying to take me down. Now, that's my opinion based on experience. So was what I said insensitive? No.
I love that. The best thing I love about that is he said no. No, it's not. It is not insensitive. What he said was absolutely true. I'm here to tell you right now, drugs and alcohol kill you. There you go. Yeah, especially the abuse of them. I'm not talking about weed. I'm not talking about having wine or a couple beers. I'm talking about you drink yourself to death. I'm talking about you go outside and you abuse meth and you smoke crack and you do cocaine and you do heroin and you do opioids and you do all of those things and you abuse the hell out of them. They will kill you. Are you shocked about that? You're probably not shocked about that, right? I hope you're not shocked about that. I didn't mean to shock you like that, or did I? But he was right. He was absolutely right. He wasn't lying. What he said was true. And of course, he was attacked. And I agree. I absolutely agree that he, right there, was getting hammered by people because anything he says, he gets destroyed. Because he is an overwhelming supporter of this president. And he has been. And I think he's right. And I think, you know what? Every once in a while, it's tough to hear, but you pissed your life away. You did. There's a lot of my dad, man. He had talent. He had talent for days. He had everything. Pro baseball when he was 17 years old. He left school and signed on to play pro baseball. He was in the minor leagues of the Cardinals organization. Got hooked on drugs and alcohol and partying. You know what? He pissed his life away. Pissed it away. Pissed it away. That's it. Drugs, alcohol, waste of talent. Waste of talent. Funniest dude, all of these things. Pissed it all away. I'll say it. It's my father. Pissed it away. Seen a lot of people piss their lives away. What he said was right. And I love the fact, most of all, that he didn't back away from it. That's what I love, that he didn't back away from it. Now, we go from one area of controversy because of something somebody said to another area of controversy. Ily Nastasi. You don't know who he is. He was tennis's bad boy in the 70s, won a couple titles and stuff, but he's Romanian. And he said something about Serena Williams. She's pregnant, right? And by the way, she was pregnant when she won the Australian Open. So I think she was 9 weeks pregnant. So everybody's like, did she win the doubles because she was pregnant? No, she only won the singles title. But she is arguably the greatest tennis player in the open era. I don't see anybody even coming close to what she's done. But she's pregnant. And Ily Nastasi came out and says, let's see what color it is. Chocolate with milk. Let me tell you something about it. We get a bad rap here in this country for, you know, we're always racist, right? We're like the racist country. You have no idea the race in the country, how bad it is. Do we have problems? Yep, sure do. Do we have biases? Yes. Do we have some racism? Absolutely. It is as bad as everybody makes it out to be? No. But it's definitely something there, and we're dealing with it, not in the way that we should, because we're always afraid to talk about stuff because somebody starts yelling, you're a racist, and the conversation ends. Europe is 1,000 times more racist than we could ever hope to be. If we tried again, we couldn't get that way. It is ridiculous, the racism that's over there. In the UK, not as much, but you get onto the continent, absolutely. Big-time soccer players will go take corner kicks at stadiums, and people will throw bananas at them. Bananas. Anti-Semitism? European championships were in Poland and the Ukraine, and both of their teams got punished because of Nazi salutes, and somebody also happened to, at one of the stadiums, how they mow the field, they did a swastika. He is a racist pig. And there's a lot of them over there that actually have the same belief system. It is crazy. That's why I always laugh. Could you imagine today if Yasiel Puig, right, or Ken Griffey Jr. in his playing days, goes up to take goes up for an at-bat, LeBron James, and somebody tosses a banana at him? It happens. It happens in Madrid. It happens in Barcelona. It happens in Munich. It happens everywhere in Europe. I stand up for a Serena there. Ily Nastasi, you are a pig, and you're a has-been, and you barely were, and it's time for you to go away. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBensonShow.com. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. Got a little say what We got another sex change operation. Wait till you hear about this one. And Sweden has a museum for the people and stuff who failed. Yeah, for sure. It's the Chad Benson Show.
You call it ridiculous. We call it reality. With a twist. Say what?
Say what? A lot of people texting in saying the debate's still raging on about Scott Baio. Some people are saying, why didn't you show compassion? I think sometimes truth is compassion. Am I correct? Sometimes people need to hear the truth. She passed away, but you know what? If her death can help somebody else in life get their crap straightened out, people are texting, Chad, I thought you were all about, like, you know, free, you live your life. Yeah, I am, absolutely. You live your life the way you want to live it. But when you go to hell in a handbasket because you abuse something, I'm not going to sit here and go, well, you live your, you know, you're great. You live your life the way you want. You made the choices, but those are your choices. I don't feel sorry for you. I don't. And I think those people did attack Scott Baio because of that. Absolutely. And by the way, he knew her. You guys didn't. Do we forget that? He was Chachi. She was Joni. She loved Chachi. Chachi loved her. You didn't know. You did not know. Pet has a sex change operation. That's right, a pet. Yes, that's right. Apparently identified as a, no, it was a hermaphrodite dog. Molly, a Jack Russell, was born with male and female parts, has made a complete recovery after undergoing a rare gender reassignment surgery. Mary and Frank Finley first took their puppy Molly to the vet when they noticed their unusual toilet behavior. Of course, it's in Glasgow, right? It's always in Glasgow. Something weird always. That's the Florida of Europe, Glasgow. That's what that is. So they finally discovered that it was intersexed, both male and female genitalia. It was causing her significant discomfort. So they underwent a complex surgery. She's 18 months old now, and she's made complete recovery. Oh, thank God. You wonder, did the dog identify as a female? Chad. Sweden. Have a lot of weird things in Sweden, but guess what, kids? They now have the Museum of Failure, featuring the 13 of the biggest product flops in Swedish and in world history. It is called Der Museum of Failure. Here's some of the stuff you could see at said Museum of Failure. Harley Davidson apparently had a perfume and a cologne. God, called Hot Road. Just the horror. Just the name of it is horrible. Hot Road. Well, Hot Road for you. What's it smell like? Desperation. Midlife crisis, desperation. Oh, Nokia had a horrible gadget called the Nokia N-Gage, for instance. It was on sale between 2003 and 2005, and it was supposed to be the challenger to the Game Boy, and it said it just sucked. It looks horrible, too. The Newton Message Pad 120, right? This was the Apple Newton. From 93 to 98, the poor handwriting software at a high cost contributed to his demise. what is this? God, there's some weird stuff on here. This one right here, I thought was, and this is back when data was still expensive. And this was called, it was released by a company called Peak. It was called Twitter Peak. It was a $200 device, and all that it could access was Twitter. All right? So that's all it could access. So in 2009, it could only get Twitter. The problem was you couldn't see all of the tweet, right? You couldn't see tweets. So it was missing some of the tweet. So, oh, my God. How many carry? You get 140, right? You couldn't get 140 on this. You couldn't see the entire tweet. Oh, God, that is whole. And they also had one that just only sent emails. Wow, they were efforting, right? And I bet you they got $100 million. Somebody probably gave them $100 million. I'm telling you, it's out there. People do that. Sony's Betamax was viewed as a superior choice to VCR. It was faster, offered a clearer picture, but Sony's failure to capture the video rental market sent it scrambling for sure, and eventually it died. Oh, my goodness. Some of these fail. You know what they do have in here? They have Blockbuster. And I don't think Blockbuster was a complete failure, but it just wasn't smart enough to get ahead of everything because I think it had a decent run. Unlike these other ones who sucked, it didn't have a huge run. Let's see here. Oh, here's my favorite. All right, Producer Phil, I know that you like maybe getting some Colgate as your preferred toothbrushing and toothpaste, but Colgate in 1980 decided, hey, we're going to get into the frozen food market, and they got themselves some frozen food. They started with lasagna, beef lasagna. Basically, it was disgusting.
Yeah, no.
That is awesome. That is awesome. Yeah, that's exactly who I'm going to for my frozen food. No, I don't need any Hungry Man. I'm having some Colgate. What's in it? Well, it's got some beef and it's got some toothpaste. It's the worst of both worlds. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show Twitter, ChadBenson. You can text the program always 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. This here be the sassiest edition of the Tuesday edition of the Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.